This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Until the 8 o'clock hour on this Saturday morning, you got Sam and Garrett with Noel other side of the glass. And we're going to say, in Greg's absence, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Yeah, you do it. I like how you come in with that.
We're doing the Sam Crenshaw.
And we're going to say hello to all the people. Let's see. Oh, we're just all the people down in Jonesboro.
Jonesboro High School.
Okay. Yeah, man.
All right. How about Jonesboro? We were just talking about
Harry Douglas.
Yeah, we were just talking about Clayton County, weren't we?
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're building up they're going to build an indoor track or something like
that. An indoor events center there, the extension of what South Lake Mall is what they're doing. And then the aim is to have some events there, some great sporting events. And so we'll keep an eye on that for the future down that way.
Yeah, man. No, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I drive through Clayton County a good bit, but I don't go down to Clayton County all that much. But
yep.
I mean, South Lake Mall and everything else down there. I mean, there's some good golf courses over there in Clayton County. Let me tell you what.
Yep.
You know, that was something. I have a buddy who grew up in McDonough, in Henry County, but he plays all the time in Clayton County.
Yep.
And when we play golf, I generally go down there, and I had never been down there. I always went north.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, come on down here south, the south side, and let's play some golf. And I'm like,
who plays golf down there?
And I went down there and played. I'm like, okay.
Nice stuff on the south side, man. A lot of people,
guys smoking cigars out there on the course. It's a party, guys.
A lot of people pass through Clayton County last year because you had to pass through that to get to Atlanta Motor Speedway.
True.
And that's where I was. I didn't talk with Caleb. I was hanging out with Caleb at the race last weekend. And so a big crowd came out. They had sea lions.
I saw you posted something on social. For everybody listening, this guy just posts something. He's just walking along. And I'm like, what is Sam talking about? What is he doing here? And he lifts up the camera and just a sea lion swimming around. I'm like, where in the world are you?
This is at Atlanta Motor Speedway, man. People come to see a NASCAR race.
You come see NASCAR and sea lions. That's exactly what I want to see. Man, that's so cool, though. I love sea. I love animals like that.
Yeah.
Like sea lions.
And it's a place you don't expect it. Expect it. And the people saw it, and people were going nuts. You just go over and then take pictures with them and take pictures of them because you kind of don't expect to see that.
Yeah, you talk about the sights of NASCAR. I'm not expecting sea lions. I'm expecting, something different. And I'm sure you get some of that, but it's cool. But no, look, I went to Atlanta Motor Speedway for the first time last year, and we had a
My
first time. I never, because I was never a NASCAR guy. That was never my thing.
It's an event. And, it's a happening.
And that's what I found out. We got down there. We had a beautiful tailgate set up, and we went down there with maybe 15 friends.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had a blast. And I saw Squidbilly and Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
I was a couple of beverages deep at the point that I saw them.
There you go.
But it was an absolute blast. And I wanted to go down there so badly this past year, but I had a show last weekend, so I wasn't able to actually go down there for the race on Sunday.
Well, you got to come back when they come back in the summer. It's going
to
be big.
I want to. Is it in September again, or is it?
No. This is going to be during the summer. I think they come back in July because it's the first race of an in-season playoff.
Oh.
NASCAR's having an in-season playoff this year. And the first race of the in-season playoff will be here in Atlanta.
I might actually go check that out then. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Because half the time people were trying to explain the rules and how things were going and what was happening. And,
did you have to walk through the pits at all?
No, we just had just regular
That's
seats.
Where you got to go.
Yeah, the pits would be a lot of fun.
That you see a whole different – it's a whole different thing.
That's a different animal down there. That's where you get you see how the sausage is made, so to speak.
Yep. You see the teamwork. You see the things that take place, the pit stops and the crews and the guys when they get ready. It's to me, that's a place to watch. That's where I've always watched the races. I've never sat in the stands. That's where I've always been. Me
so
and Chris Economaki, I've been hanging out in the pits. The man who hung out in the pits all of his life, right?
Hey.
But that was it. But ran to all kind of people. Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top was down there. Big Boy from Outkast. I just had a great time.
From Outkast in a fur coat, mind you, a very warm weekend. You go nowhere without that coat, that chain, and that hat.
Gotta have
Shout
it.
Out
gotta
to
have
Big
it.
Boy.
Out there, Roy Wood Jr. We had a lot of people that were out there hanging out with that race. So that's the thing. When you go, you don't know who you're going to walk up on, and it may be the Sea Lions again.
Yeah, it might be a Sea Lion. But, no, last year, too, it was the closest race finish, I think, in the history of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It was my first NASCAR event, like I mentioned, but it's like every single person was like, oh, my gosh, you watch this legendary. This is the best one ever watched. I'm like, yeah. But I guess I just have no appreciation for it and just how close it was.
Yeah.
But it was thrilling watching that finish, the last couple of laps, because these guys were jostling for position and everything's going crazy. And I had way more fun than I thought I was going to have.
Yep.
I thought I was just going to kind of go out and chill and just kind of relax.
There's a lot going on.
No.
Yeah.
Lots of cars going fast.
Yep. Cars going fast. People having a good time. You didn't come up to the media center. Media center was catered by Mary Max, dude. You missed out on that. I'm just saying.
I might need to get a credential just for some Mary Max.
Dude, hang out with us, man.
Mary Max is my absolute favorite.
You got to come down and
hang out. I love Mary Max.
That's great stuff.
Ain't nothing better than Mary Max.
And then you got to, and you got the race, and then you never know who you're gonna walk up on.
Yeah, so people who'd send tourists to the varsity. No, send tourists to Mary Max.
I'm telling you,
that's a restaurant that they write stories about.
Yep. And you go there and look at the wall. Everybody's been. Yep, it's amazing.
Lord have mercy. That place brings out the Southern in me. Let me tell you what.
Yep, absolutely. That's it. People who I'm taking this is, boy, this sure is Southern. When people take that.
You get your little pencil out and you're like filling in what you want to eat.
Yeah.
So the girlfriend, her nieces and her sister came into town and they're like, we want some really Southern food. And I'm like, all right, say less. Let's go to Mary Max. And then when they brought the bread out, it was like the biscuits and the rolls and everything. And I'm like, some good stuff right here.
Watch out.
And then they took a bite of the cornbread. They said, their eyes just lit up. I'm like, just wait till you get everything else.
Yeah.
This is a gift from God.
That is just starting. It's just the beginning, man.
Yeah, just make sure you run some laps afterwards.
Great stuff over there. All right, let's talk some hoops. We always talk a little local stuff at this segment, usually 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. College basketball coming up today. One game that you were delighted in that was played last night.
Yeah, what happened?
Georgia Southern
was
a winner over Georgia State.
Say it again.
Georgia Southern was a winner over Georgia State. 76.
Hail Southern, baby.
76, Southern. 75. It's that new building. It's that new building down there.
I got to get down there to the old Hanner Fieldhouse. Of course, they changed it all up. So
yeah.
It looks nice.
The new place looks amazing.
It looks so nice.
Yeah.
I got to get down there. I haven't been down there since Hanner closed.
Yeah. So that's where they go. And, of course, the conference tournament is coming up next week down in Pensacola for the Sun Belt Conference. Games going on today, 1 o'clock. Well, that's tomorrow. At 3 o'clock today, Georgia Tech is home against North Carolina State. Can the Jackets get some more wins here at the back end of the schedule?
This is a team that's played a lot better in the second half of the season than the first half. Mm-hmm. And I like to say it's because I went to a game, and ever since then, ever since I went and covered some of their games, they've started winning games. No, that has absolutely nothing to do with it. No, it's Georgia Tech and Damon Stoudemire. This team is finally getting back and getting healthy. That's really been the biggest thing for them. And they played some of the other ACC competition. The conference as a whole is a little bit down this year.
Yeah.
But Georgia Tech, I mean, this is a program that's starting to put the pieces together a little bit. And now you got some talent that's going to be rolling in next year. I think the ceiling is raising just a little bit on the Damon Stoudemire. And I think a lot of people were getting a little frustrated with him earlier in the season. But, dude, you can finish the season 500 in the ACC. That's right. A big check mark. In the status and the progression of this program. And you're playing two of the ACC coming up in your next two games, and then you finish off with Wake Forest. That's going to be a tough one. But look, it's NC State tonight, and then it's Miami, and you got senior night and everything else. So look, this team is looking pretty good right
Seems
now.
Seems odd when you say Miami a couple of years ago, they were a Final Four team.
It's weird, and now they're a two-win ACC team.
Good grief.
Just the bottom falling out on that program. I mean, your coach leaves halfway through the regular season, and you just sort of fall apart. And it's sad. The whole thing is just a little disappointing the way all that happened and how that transpired earlier this season. But here for Miami, I think they're just looking to get to the finish line.
Yeah, but good could be really good for Georgia Tech. Also tonight, 8 o'clock, Georgia. This was a big one for Georgia. How do you follow up beating the number country, right?
Look, you need to get a win. This team needs a win. I think if they win this one and then maybe split their next two games, they've punched their ticket to March. Yeah. I think that's what you need to do. If you lose this one, I feel like you have to win your last two games against Vanderbilt and then against South Carolina. If you win this one and you split it, I think you're good. If you win this one and lose your next two, I still think you could be okay, but really? It just changes up your bubble status just a little bit. This team played with fire for losing a lot of basketball games, but that win against Florida, I feel like, changed a lot for this team.
And they had to hang on for that, a 26-point lead. Evaporate on your home court.
Yeah, we talked to Silas Demery yesterday on the Steakhouse, and he had a great game. He led the team in scoring 21 points. And I think if Silas Demery plays at a high level, if he is getting the ball into the basket and scoring effectively, this team is very hard to beat because then Asa Newell can kind of just do Asa Newell things.
Yep.
Right? And this team, I feel like this is going to be a tough test against Texas. It's a winnable game. But if they can get this win, this would go a very long way in potentially punching your ticket to March Madness. And maybe, come on, guys, how about we get our first win in the tournament? And since I think a year old, I think, was the last time.
Oh, gosh.
I was one.
Way back.
The last time that they won a first-round game. I mean, come on, let's do it.
Done. Let's see if they can get it done. Kennesaw State is in action tomorrow. Conference USA schedule winding down. They play at Liberty tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Tim Scarborough is going to join us in the next hour. We're going to talk some more college basketball with him. All right, high school state championships. Let's run down what has happened so far. Which one you want to take, the boys or the girls?
Let's talk girls first.
All right, go ahead. We're going to start with the, let me see here, girls Final Four. Happening and teams that are in. Well, you got your 6A's over Georgia State today. You got Grayson against Cherokee. You got North Forsyth against Newton at 5. The 5A's are done, though, right? We got Langston Hughes was a winner. Girls winners over Bradwell Institute. They're going to play River Ridge. It's a really, really strong program. So they'll be in the final. They beat Milton last night, 91-64. That's Class 5A. And your 4A down at Fort Valley today, Creekside against Marist. That, to me, is a fantastic matchup. Maynard Jackson, the defending state champion against North Oconee. That's going to be a tough one. That's at 5 o'clock down at Fort Belair. That's 4A. In the 3A, you got Cherokee Bluff. They went over Jenkins, and they will meet Baldwin in the state championship, state final. Baldwin's a winner over Fayette County last night, 62-55. We got 2A girls playing at Georgia Southwestern. Yeah, they're playing there too. Murray County against Morgan County. Murray County wins that one. They're going to play Hardaway out of Columbus. And winners over Josie. The 1A D1s are at Georgia College, and D2s are at Georgia College. You got Fannin County against East Lawrence today, 1 o'clock. Banks County against Model at 5. Your winners last night, Wilcox County and Washington Wilkes, they're playing that championship game. Private, Division 3A through 1A. They're playing up in Dahlonega, North Georgia. Hebron Christian was a winner over Galloway. They'll play Holy Innocents, who won 63-61 over St. Francis. So it's going to be a great matchup between Hebron and Holy Innocents next week.
You got both Holy Innocents squads making a trip to the finals.
How about that?
Yeah. That's good for them. And Hebron, my goodness gracious, 74-32?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a strong squad. And that's,
throwing the towel.
Two of their top players had season-ending injuries early in the season. And here they are still reinforcing state championship. All right, tell us what you're seeing with the guys.
Yeah, with Holy Innocents, I mean, I already mentioned that they're going to be making the trip to the finals. Caleb Wilson, how about this guy, the North Carolina signee, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 blocks. He does everything for this Holy Innocents squad. They beat Mount Perrin 84-42. North Cobb Christian, they got the win over number 2, Green Forest. They're going to be all those games happening up there in Dahlonega, like you mentioned. And I'm just going to go in reverse order from
where you were.
So Class D2, I guess you could say, Savannah and Warren County. Savannah's going to be moving on to the final, and they will be facing McIntosh County Academy in the state championship. They took down Greene County. And D1 over there at Georgia College, Southwest Macon, Toombs County, that's going to be today at 3 o'clock. East Lawrence and Best Academy, that's going to be at 7 o'clock. Moving up to 2A, down there at Georgia Southwestern, Butler and Carver Columbus. That game goes to overtime, 78-73. That's a fantastic football basketball game. Union County, Tattnall County. Union County gets it done, 54-38. So it's going to be Butler and Union County in the 2A state championship. 3A, the Fighting Dylan Matthews, 71. Sandy Creek over Windsor Forest, 71-42. Cedar Grove, 53-45. So it's going to be Sandy Creek, Cedar Grove. Normally that's a football game.
Right.
So we're going to get a little rivalry there, a football rivalry on the hardwood in Class 3A and 4A. Over there at Fort Valley State later on today. Pace Academy, 3 o'clock, they take on number 4, Tucker, North Oconee, and McDonough. That's going to be at 7 o'clock in 4A down there at Fort Valley State. Class 5A over at Georgia State yesterday, Woodward Academy, they advance to the state championship game. They take down Langston Hughes to Atlanta Schools, 63-58. Tri-Cities, they get the win over Lee County, 75-63 in Class 5A. 6A at Georgia State later on today. Grayson, one of the top teams in the country, taking on another one of the top teams in the country. This is going to be must-watch basketball. If you have an opportunity to head on down there to Georgia State.
It's a 3 o'clock start.
3 o'clock start. Grayson and Wheeler. This is going to be two of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
Two of the very best teams in the country. That's going to be a great basketball game. And they'll get the winner of Pebblebrook and Newton at 7 o'clock.
There are our matchups. That's happening with high school basketball. Kyle Sandy will join us tomorrow morning to give us the rest of the matchups and get us all set for the march to Macon for the state championships next week. All right, let's take a look at what's happening with some of the Georgia Bulldogs up at the NFL Combine. That is coming up next. You stay with us. It is Sam. It is Garrett. It is Noel. Other side of the glass on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little Jimmy Eat World bringing us back here on this beautiful Saturday morning in the city of Atlanta. Sam and Greg, except no Greg. Garrett Chapman filling in for Greg Clarkson.
Absolutely.
Here with the incomparable Sam Crenshaw. Joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jumping into the fun, Brooks Austin of SI. Brooks, the film guy. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. I'm currently packing up my hotel here in the wonderful city of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey,
and
hey.
It's gonna be a long day for yours truly. You got about 12 hours of work left here at the combine, and then a good 9-hour drive back down to Atlanta. So I don't know about you boys, but I am just absolutely stoked for today.
This is gonna be a great day. And look, I see guys up here on NFL combine, the NFL combine guys on NFL Network right now. James Pierce just ran a 4.47. Out of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sam Crenshaw said it to me. He said, the big guys are big, but the big guys used to be slow. Now the big guys are big, strong, and they're fast.
And they're fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Eman Ward, the safety out of South Carolina yesterday was, I mean, an avatar. He was 6'3", 220 pounds. I think he broad jumped over 11 feet, vertical 43 inches, and then proceeded to run a 4.38. So, yeah, that's about as alien as you can get, and there's several of those every year, it seems like, nowadays.
Yeah, Brooks, and on that note, I mean, who's some of these players that have stood out? Just on the Georgia side, I mean, just looking at the local dudes,
yeah.
Who has stood out to you most just after the first couple of days of the combine?
Tyrion Ingram-Dawkins, by far, has had the best day or best week of any Georgia player on the field. Looked extremely smooth during the field testing. I think his RAS score, which is a score, basically a metric score of all of his athletic testing, I think he tested in like the 9.9 range, which was like number 4 of 1,700 defensive tackles that they've ever measured. So his testing measurements were exceptional here in Indianapolis, and his field drills were really good as well. Anytime Daniel Jeremiah goes into an NFL scouting combine with you as a 5th-round draft pick, and the entire broadcast is talking about how, man, I was just wrong on this guy. I must have been wrong. I got to go back and look. I got to go see what I'm missing about this football player. You had a great day.
Yep. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He is in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. It's Brooks Austin. He is social. You can always find him at Brooks Austin, B.A., at Brooks Austin, B.A. What Georgia player have you seen that went there and maybe turn some heads? There's a great level of expectation always for the Georgia players there, and especially coming off the Super Bowl and what the former Dogs did in Philadelphia. But is there anybody that maybe turned a head or two that maybe some people weren't convinced about?
I think we're still waiting to see that from a guy like Arian Smith today. He's got a chance to go really, really fast in the 40. That's a guy who's got an official college 100-meter track time at 10:10. Anytime you're running sub 11 seconds in football, you're projected as a 4.4 runner. Anytime you're running sub 10:10, buddy, you can roll. So we'll see what happens with him today. as the wide receivers get to kick off their workout portion. But I'm excited for Arian's opportunity here at the NFL Combine to really round out a pre-draft process that's gone really well for Arian. He had a great week at the Senior Bowl, not only ran some of the fastest metric times there in pads, but also had tremendous deceleration times, meaning his ability to stop at that high rate of speed was really, really high in some of those advanced metrics out there in Mobile. So Arian's got an opportunity to round up a really, really good process after undoubtedly his best year at the University of Georgia. I don't think anybody thought going into 2024 that Arian Smith would lead the team in targets, receptions, and yards. I thought that was a little bit surprising and kind of a testament to where that offense was in the wide receiver core this last year.
Brooks, I mean, the conversation around the Falcons and the Georgia Bulldogs has been pretty consistent about how this team just never seems to draft Georgia players at the top of the draft. And Jalen Walker, Micah Williams, I mean, these are dudes who may end up being outside of their reach. Malachi Starks might fall down to them, but I don't know if they go safety in the first round necessarily. Is this finally the year that we see a Georgia player get drafted by the Falcons in the first round, or are we going to keep waiting?
From everything I've heard, they're going all defense. There is not a single offensive coach from Atlanta, I was told, here in Indianapolis. It's all defensive personnel. So they are focused, highly focused, transfixed, if you will, on drafting a defensive player. And the three first-round caliber Georgia football players this year are the three defenders you just mentioned, in Malachi, in Michael, and in Jalen Walker. I think pairing a guy like Malachi with Jesse Bates would be exceptional. I think what's hurt Malachi slightly is this infatuation with Nicky Manwari, obviously from South Carolina, because of the way he's tested. But there is no doubt, from a film perspective and from a player-led eval perspective, that Malachi Starks is the first safety off the board in this NFL draft. It's just going to be about whether or not teams fall in love with the numbers that were put up this week by Nick out of South Carolina. But when you turn the tape on, man, there's a clear-cut safety one in this draft, and it's Malachi Starks. So I think that would be an exceptional pairing for the Falcons to have those two guys in the back end. And I think you're right, at 15, I think Atlanta's drafting at 15 to 18 range. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. But I highly doubt a guy like Michael or even Jalen Walker is available there. So, it might end up being Malachi.
And talking with Brooks Austin. Brooks, talk about you're going to pack up the day, you're going to drive back down here, and you're going to get set for Georgia Pro Day, because there are some Bulldogs that didn't get to go to Indianapolis that still could turn some heads for some NFL scouts. Talk about Pro Day and who we might see there that might stand out.
Yeah, I expect Pro Day to be absolutely loaded down with NFL scouts and GMs, not just because of guys like Dan Jackson and Xavier Truss who aren't here in Indianapolis that were, you know, 3.5-year starters essentially for one of the best teams in college football. But also Jalen Walker and Michael Williams didn't work out up here in Indianapolis. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, intrigue about how those guys move, how those guys test, you know, how they jump, how they run, all that good stuff. So I expect that Pro Day, I believe it's April 12th, to be absolutely slam-packed with NFL GMs and decision-makers, man.
Brooks, of course I follow you on Twitter, so I see everything you're going back and forth with all these other fans about Mike Bobo. And I know you go on Paul Feinbaum and you pound the table for him there. What is up with everybody and hating on this guy? It's the fact that his offenses continue to exceed expectations, but the expectations seem to keep getting moved. The goalposts keep getting pushed back, if you will. Mike Bobo has been a strong coordinator, but like, what's up with this hate?
I think there is a two-pronged thing for me. One, Todd Monken won two national titles, and despite the fact that he had a gajillion NFL superstars on the defensive side of the other side of the football, and despite the fact that they never really started a possession inside their own 20 because that would have meant that the opposition actually moved the football against their defense, despite all those things, Todd Monken won two national titles. So that's all that matters. And if you don't win national titles, you should get fired. It seems to be the tone that I get from that portion of the fan base. But I also think there is a little bit of hangover from that first regime or that first run, Mike Bobo in Athens. But in my opinion, man, like I don't necessarily give a ton of blame for or sole blame for Mike Bobo for the years that he was here the first time. I think a lot of Georgia fans, because of the person and the human that Mark Richt is, would never admit to you that those teams that he coached in his first regime at Georgia in the form of Mike Bobo just weren't that damn good. I mean, if you're winning, I think he won 9 games with Hudson Mason. Yeah. Like, no offense to Hudson Mason, but buddy, you're doing some daggum coaching, man. You're out here winning. You're setting NFL record or SEC records with Aaron Murray, a guy who never like ever played in the league. Like you got Aaron Murray's a legend. Aaron Murray had a great college football career, but Aaron Murray is not some superior physical talent. Like they did a tremendous job in a couple of those years in Athens, but man, I can go on for days as to why I think there's hatred there. But it's unwarranted in my opinion, man. Like it's so weird for a university, having covered them for so long. That university is all about its people, man. It hires its people. It loves its people that graduated from Georgia, are lifetime Georgia people. And Mike Bobo is the definition of that. Apart from that one stint in Colorado, apart from a stint in Auburn, apart from a stint in South Carolina, there's 25 years of college football, and about 20 of them have been in Athens, man. Yeah. He's dedicated almost his entire professional career being a Georgia Bulldog, and people hate his guts. And I'm not going to tell you the guy's the best offensive coordinator in the world. I just think he gets way too much undue hatred from his own people. Man, the people, again, who he's dedicated most of his professional life to. I'd be sick, man. I really would.
Well, Brooks, before we let you go, I still got to ask you something, because you talk about Mike Bobo. Obviously, he's got Gunnar Stockton coming in as, the lead guy for the quarterback spot. One of the things that was different last year was the talent in the receiving room. Talk about that and that the work they're going to have to do this spring to get ready and get some more talent that will as receivers for Stockton or whoever wins that starting job.
Yeah, another guy on that staff that gets a little bit of undue criticism is James Coley, the wide receivers coach, man. He was brought in, what he did, which was elevate the level of talent in the room. Okay, last year they obviously led the nation in drops, but this year it's Noah Thomas and him, a 6'6", 200-pounder that in high school was in the 10-8 range in the 100-meter. Like, that's a burner at that type of size. And then you bring in Zachariah Branch, another former 5-star that, you know, was through first 3 or 4 games of his freshman year at USC. I think people were talking about him potentially being in the race as a true freshman. That type of electricity that he brings. And then you sign a guy like C.J. Wiley and then pair him up with Taylen Taylor up north. That is the highest-rated tandem of wide receivers the University of Georgia has signed since 2019 when they landed Dominic Blaylock, and George Pickens. So James Coley was brought in to do exactly what he's doing right now, which is to elevate the talent of the room and pray to God that when the ball gets thrown to his guys, they actually catch it, I guess.
Catch the football. That's the biggest thing. Brooks Austin, I appreciate you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
No doubt, boo.
That's Brooks Austin, SI. He's up there at the NFL Combine. And look, we got a lot of Combine conversation that's going to be taking place. We are going to talk about that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. But when we get back, Miss Noel's going to be taking care of us. We get a little television contract conversation, all-star games, and everything else you could imagine. When we get back, it's Sam and Greg, Garrett Chapman filling in for the incomparable Greg Clarkson. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I didn't step on the song. My bad.
It's 2000s emo rock phase.
Yep.
I'm still in it. I love it.
It's Sam and Garrett. Dive flows up in the Kia Studios on a beautiful Saturday morning. It's nice outside. A little chilly, but it's going to warm right up.
I love it.
Yeah, I know it.
If every day could be this nice, I would.
You live on the golf course. You never leave the golf course.
Never leave. I would never leave.
We've had trouble getting you in here.
No, you wouldn't. All they got to do is just say, Sam Crenshaw wants you to do a show. Okay, check. Sign me up.
No, God. Glad you're here this morning.
Absolutely.
That you're spending some of your morning with us here. We're here till 11 a.m. On this Saturday morning. But this is the time of the show where you just strap in, man. Fasten your seatbelts because you just don't know. It's time to go to Noel's world. Let me tell you, this is the first time you've experienced this.
I've never been here before.
You're uninitiated, but that's all that's about to change.
It's
right
an inauguration
now.
Day. Here we
it,
go.
It is, and here we go.
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so We got the All-American Rejects Move Along theme song because that is what Disney/ESPN told MLB to move their baseball along. They are ending their contract as of February 26th of last week. They have announced that they will end their contract. And we're talking about this because Abe brought up a very interesting conversation last week during his show.
Yep.
Abe kind of saw this in the tea leaves and decided to throw out, what could ESPN fill that slot with? Then he came up with different things like, you know, more WNBA, maybe more racing. Maybe we can get some softball on there. But then he threw out something that I found really compelling. So compelling, I went home and did a little digging and wanted to bring this back up. He thought about the idea of just running sports movies in that slot. Every Sunday night, the same slot that you used to have, Major League Baseball, run a sports movie.
Huh?
Weren't they doing
that? Right?
Weren't they doing that at one time?
Well, you know, that's something that used to be very popular. You know, back in the days when we all watched network television, that used to be very popular. You know, networks would just pick a night and they would run, you know, any movie they really had a license to, and they would name that block something, and you would look forward to it. Every night, I remember seeing old Disney Channel ads when the Disney Channel were new and they were doing their Disney block or whatever, and they would have like the TGI Friday cast.
Yeah. Okay.
They would do like an ad to like force people or get people to watch whatever Disney was throwing on that block. And we're talking about the same thing, just sports related, right?
Right.
And
interesting. Right. And so that got me to thinking, you know, what properties do they already have where they could get started? Because it's Disney, like they've already, you know, brought up what 80% of Fox's catalog, and they have their own stuff. And I logged on to Disney Plus yesterday looking for something else completely. But do you know what I saw as soon as I logged in? That was recommended for me.
What was that?
It was just a row full of sports movies.
How about that?
Wow.
They have a lot. The Mighty Ducks is one, right?
Right, exactly.
I think they have that one. I mean, there are tons of movies. They have tons of movies.
And that's exactly where we're going with this. So, like, could you imagine you're sitting down on a nice May, you know, crisp night, maybe on your porch, you want to watch some TV, whatever. The baseball's game usually on, but instead you can see Mighty Ducks, or you can see Angels in the Outfield.
Okay.
Or maybe Dodgeball. Or if Dodgeball. You're Garrett's age, okay, we got some Disney Channel originals we can throw out there. We can throw Alley Cat on for 2 hours. We can throw what we got. We got Brink.
Do they have Ear Bud?
Yeah. Oh, if you go to Disney Plus.
Oh, my gosh.
The first five films you are going to see are Ear Bud.
I love it.
You got Ear Bud Golden Retriever. Ear Bud Seventh Inning Fetch. Ear Bud Strikes Back. And Ear Bud World Pup.
Actually, not a terrible idea.
Right?
Not a terrible idea.
So that's why I got to thinking about it when Abe threw it out there. You know, he just threw it out there, whatever. But then I went home and really, really started thinking about it, because I count, if we just count every Ear Bud and Disney original right here,
okay,
you have like 77
really
available titles just right here on Disney Plus. And they don't even put everything on Disney Plus. Like, they just put Angels in the Outfield on here like within the last 6 months. So there's stuff that's not even here that they could probably air in that slot, plus whatever they decide they could license. Like, would you watch The Adventures of Vagabond on a Sunday night, or Secretariat?
Ooh,
on a Secretariat. Right, yeah, on a Sunday night.
Okay.
You know, you can, you know, throw in a Disney Channel original, Luck of the Irish. We can even stretch it and go High School Musical. The kids play basketball in it. There's so much range.
Whoa. Oh, man.
You got Remember the Titans?
Right.
We can, you know, once fall happens, you can do a little sports mix with Remember the Titans. You know, right now, as baseball is supposed to start, you could air Ear Bud World Pup, and you can air Kick It Like Beckham, and get your soccer fix in there. What you got? We Are Marshall.
Oh,
that's
man.
One we love. Okay. Remember the Titans.
Okay,
that's awesome.
I mean, we have an array of options, from hockey to surfing. You can put Johnny Tsunami on there, and we can get some surfing in. We have an array of sports here that we can air for literally, what, 4 or 5 months?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I think this is very promising. It is cost effective. It allows you to basically keep your schedule the exact same without having to spend too much money, and it's still sports themed. I think Abe is onto something here. I think Disney might owe Abe some money here. I think I think Abe is really onto something.
What does it say about baseball?
Well, I don't think it says much about baseball as it does streaming.
Well, it's streaming, and it's also the RSN debacle. I think I prefer watching everything. I think baseball's done this to itself. It's turned into a regional sport more than it's, I feel like, ever been.
Okay. Yeah.
In the last couple of years specifically, where it's to the point where I don't really care about watching. I've never cared about watching American League teams. I care about watching National League teams first and foremost. But even then, it's like I don't really care to watch the Dodgers play on a Sunday night. I'm not tuning in to watch that. I'm going to watch the Atlanta Braves play.
Yeah.
Whenever the Braves are playing, I'm going to watch the Braves play. And if your team is playing my team, then I'll watch your team. But
right.
Outside of that, I don't really watch all that much. You know, and I feel like that kind of mentality has been shared across the baseball landscape.
Even though we have this must see player that's out on the West Coast, that you got to stay you stay up till 11 o'clock to watch.
Mookie Betts.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Freddie Freeman.
You know what I'm talking about. Well, they're all on the same team.
Yeah, they're all on the same team.
So I'm just saying, but you're going to stay up till 11 o'clock to watch those guys?
Who is it over there?
No, it's Shohei Ohtani. He's a great player. And look, they've tried to market him as best they can, but I think they've gotten to the point where it's kind of an oversaturation for Shohei Ohtani. I'm not staying up to watch Shohei Ohtani. I liked him a little bit more when he was on the Angels and it was a little
He wasn't winning down there.
I don't care if he was winning. I cared about the fact that he was interesting and he brought a different level. Like, it was to the point where I wanted to go to the games when Shohei Ohtani was playing in Atlanta because it was a must-watch. He was pitching.
Right.
It was a must-see type of situation. But after that, it's just kind of – it's oversaturated, and I've seen too much Shohei Ohtani. That doesn't move the needle for me anymore. Not anymore.
Nope.
No. He's a great player. He's the best player in baseball.
Yeah.
But
I kind of agree.
But it's like I don't – Fox, when they're – it's a running joke now on social media. I see it on Twitter all the time.
Yeah.
It's like you see something in the bottom right, you see three batters until Shohei Ohtani.
No, seriously, yeah. Like, yeah. And it's that type of oversaturation
it's
that creates fan fatigue that starts to come off as like hate or dislike or whatever. But really, it's just fan fatigue. You're like, okay, enough of this. Like, I have it with Kansas City.
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
well,
enough
of this.
It's just, it's just like fan fatigue.
But and that's the thing, Kansas City, you see those guys once a week. This guy you're seeing every day.
Well, and that's what I was going to go into, Sam. I think some of what Garrett is talking about is just due to there's so much baseball, you don't have to go outside of your own team or market to watch these guys. Eventually, your guys are going to cycle through and run into those guys, and you'll get three or four or six or seven games with those, and you'll get to see those guys and move on. And I think that's part of the issue with trying to sell the big, big marquee matchups on a Sunday night or whatever is that, one, we've been paying for these regional networks too long to where we are in our own bubbles, our own market bubbles.
Yeah.
That's some of it. And because you're paying so much for these packages, like I want to watch kind of what I'm paying for, really. And two, you're going to run into these teams. You're going to run into the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers and whatever. So I don't have to go out of my way to, you know, subscribe to an MLB pass or whatever it is to watch these guys. They'll get it eventually.
Yeah. And look, I think the ultimately it comes down to I want to watch the Braves.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I don't think it's just you. I think that's across the landscape just because there's so many games. Like, I want to watch my team and everybody else I can just see when they come around.
Yeah, and that's something that I feel like started to happen in the NBA.
Yeah, yes, I agree with you.
Starting to see that a little bit.
And I think it's regional networks.
And I think it's a lot of it has to do with the RSNs.
Yeah.
And because it used to be, I mean, the national network, I mean, like, that was something where it's like you have to see, you have to use the national network in order to see everything else.
Right.
Now you have NBA league passes and everything else. And those people who want to see those other markets, that's fine. I'm not tuning into ESPN to watch Sunday Night Baseball. I can just tune into MLB Network and watch those games if I'm interested in those other markets, right? And, I mean, you see it in the NBA. Nothing is going to be like the NFL where everybody's tuning in to watch Sunday Night Football. Everybody's tuning in to watch, I don't know, Thursday Night Football even. Monday Night Football.
Monday
it's
night.
All you want to watch, and you watch throughout the entire day on Sunday. They own Sundays.
They do, yeah. And it's due to the scarcity, right? Like, you exactly. only get these, you know, three. And it doesn't even matter how many days of the week they add, because you only get X amount of games. Like, they're only going to play X amount of games per week. You're only going to get to see this team or that team or whatever it is.
And you got
to
wait the whole year to get to them.
Exactly.
ESPN, who's competing one-to-one for the second half of the season, the most important games of the season, the pennant races, or at least the division chases, you're competing one-on-one with NBC on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's like once you get to that end of the season, it's like Fox starts to get the better baseball games anyway, because we're heading into the playoffs.
Exactly.
And then you're also trying to go head-to-head with football, which is a losing proposition,
you're
really,
not.
If we're being honest.
The top 20 most watched events on live television every single year, 18 of them are Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's just it's because that is the game that everybody cares about.
So
I see it. It's been 35 years, though, that they've had a relationship. And they've been broadcasting baseball games. 35 years. It's kind of
My whole life, literally. My entire life.
That's a long time.
We are moving into new and uncharted territory, fellas.
We'll see.
You have to log in to watch your games. And if you just want any type of sporting entertainment, you'll be able to watch Brian's Song on ESPN on Sunday nights.
There we go.
Shout out to Greg. That was for Greg.
Yeah,
you ever watched Brian's Song on ESPN?
Wow. All right. That is a trip into no elsewhere. Like I said, folks, fasten your seatbelt. You don't know what you're going to get and where it's going to take us, right? Always great to step into no elsewhere. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some college basketball. Tim Scarborough is going to drop in and join us as we talk about this basketball season. Maybe who's sitting on the bubble. Maybe who is falling off the bubble. What does Georgia need to do today in order to stay in that month? That and more that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It is Sam, along with Garrett, along with Noel, other side of the glass, on this glorious Saturday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.